In the beginning of the process of the Tara of the Mitzvah, Korn was taken 8 eras, the cedar wood, and the azo, stalk of Haisa, the Shlit Tolat, dyed wool. The Mitzvah tells us, the Mitzvah is that this 8 eras, the cedar wood, should be the length of an amma. Va'avyo kuruvia krahamita. And she had the thickness of a quarter of the thickness of the leg of a bed. And they had standardized thickness for the legs of their bed, and a quarter of the thickness of the leg of the bed should be the thickness of the 8 eras. Echad l'shnayim u'shnayim l'arba. You take the leg of a bed, break it into two. Take those two pieces and break them into two. The thickness of one of those pieces should be the thickness of the 8 eras. And the Mishnah tells us that you should do that process to break the leg into four pieces, and the Mishnah is teaching us that it should be exactly the thickness of the quarter of the thickness of the leg of a bed, no more and no less. Mitzvah Ezov, Lo Ezov Yavan, Lo Ezov Kuchli, Lo Ezov Romi, Lo Ezov Midbaris, the local Ezo, Sheyesh Lo Shem Leva. The Ezo that the coin would take, the stalk of Haisa. The mitzvah is that it should be a regular Ezo. It shouldn't be a specific type of Ezo, like a Greek Ezo. Nor should it be a blue Ezo. Nor should it be a Roman Ezo. Nor should it be an Ezo that comes from the Midbar, the desert. Nor should it be any other type of Ezo that has a specific name. Instead, it should be a regular Ezo. That's the type of Ezo that the coin should take for the mitzvah. Sachin Nagan Paragidal Mishnah Zion, but Yom HaShmini may be Gimel Behemoth. Chatas Basham Vola. On the eighth day, the Mitzvah would bring three animals. Three behemoths for a korban, one animal for a korban chatas, and one animal for a korban asham, and one animal for a korban ola. And 7 days after he begins his tara, he would shave his hair again, wash his clothes again, and dip in the mikvah again. And then the next day, on the eighth day, he would bring his korbanos, and after he brings his korbanos, he is completely tara. He would be allowed to eat kacha. If the Matar was down, he was very poor and couldn't afford to bring three behemoths. So he would bring two birds. The Chatas and the Ola would be birds, but the Asham would have to be a